We've got Chris Clark on the line now from Crook in County Durham. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ron.
Morning. Now, Chris, you're now an author. You're a retired police officer from Norfolk Constabulary. And you're writing books now about crimes that were committed in the past?
Yes, so I've had published so far the first one in 2015, Yorkshire Ripper, The Secret Murders, where I lodge a further 23 United Kingdom unsolved murders at Peter Sutcliffe's door. Then in August 2017, co-authored with Robert Giles, we have published The Face of Evil, The True Story of Robert Black. And this morning I would like to talk about one case from within that book. It's the case of Mary Boyle.
Yes, that's right. That was way back in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yes, Mary, basically on Thursday the 17th of March 1977, which was St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, her and her family, they travelled from the north of Donegal down to a small hamlet called Cashelard in the southeast of County Donegal, about 3 miles from Ballyshannon and 4 miles from Belleg, which was the border between Northern Ireland and Era. They stayed overnight in the Gallagher farmhouse with the grandparents. And then the following afternoon, Mary followed her uncle, Jerry Gallagher, across a boggy moor. Jerry was carrying a heavy wooden ladder back to his neighbour, which was about 450 yards away. And Mary was following with her little Wellington boots, occasionally getting stuck in the mud. And she decided about 70 yards from the end of the journey that it was too muddy for her because the mud was up to about 6 inches. And Jerry saw her turn back, and it appeared that she instead of going back towards the home address, there is a lane at the Macaulay's which leads onto the Cashelard Road, which is the Belleg Road through into the village. And that was the last sighting there was. Jerry stayed with his neighbours, had a cup of tea and a chat, then returned home. And it wasn't realised till later that that Mary was missing. They then started a large hue and cry, including the Gardaí, the army, helicopters. But no trace was ever found of Mary. And she just disappeared. At the time, Robert Black had started work in the previous year for postal dispatch and storage. And that year, in 1976, he had actually visited the village of Annigrie in the far west of County Donegal before going into Northern Ireland to deliver his posters. There he parked his van in the public house car park and drank at the bar where he befriended local teenagers. And he carried on visiting the area annually through until 1979. So there, to start with, there is the opportunity. Going further into it, on the day in question, the 18th of March 1977, Robert Black was actually getting petrol in Enniskillen, which is about 25 miles away across the border. And he was also putting posters up. So it puts him directly in Ireland on the day in question. Further investigation found out that a petrol receipt was established by the British police in 1994 when they were looking at the Caroline Hogg, Susan Maxwell and Sarah Harper murders. And so again, there's another indicator. On the 18th of March, a white van, other than the local postman's, was seen by several witnesses in Cashelard, driving from the Belleg end through the village. And at the end of the village, it was seen racing out at a fast speed. Now, there was a 16-year-old girl witness who saw the van speeding off, and she described the man as a priest not the sort of priest you would get into conversation with. And sticking to Robert, my co-author, he reminded me of a 1980 photograph of Robert Black, who was wearing a pullover with a white piping round the neck, which at a quick glance would look like a priest's dog collar. So there again is yet another indicator. And that so far, I do have more in the story, but I'll break there.
Now he must have committed quite a few murders, because we do know, don't we, Chris, that he was charged with a number of murders of youngsters in England as well, and southern Scotland.
Yes, that's right. The Susan Maxwell, Caroline Hogg, and Sarah Harper, and then much later, Jennifer Cardy from Northern Ireland. Carrying on the story, the Irish Independent in 1999 did a trawl, and they found out that Robert Black, whilst he was having these visits in County Donegal, the following year after Mary's abduction, he asked to see if the girls that he was with would show him where the house was that Mary had lived in. And he said, I want to see where her twin sister lives, because Mary has a twin, Anne, who's surviving. And when they declined, he became enraged and agitated, and he was very insistent about them showing him the house. And thinking at the time he had a strange obsession with dead people, they refused to take him. And then it becomes clearer. In September in 2012, I had an email from a man who drank with Robert Black in a Stoke Newington pub back in 1983. And he was talking to Robert Black about the case of Susan Maxwell. And he reeled off a number of other names, Black did, which included Jeanette Tate, Jennifer Cardy, April Fab. He also mentioned Jennifer Cardy and another little girl in Ireland, which clearly had to be Mary Boyle. So all in all, everything indicates that Robert Black abducted and murdered Mary Boyle, and her remains are buried somewhere in Ireland.
And of course, Robert Black himself is dead now. He died in prison 3 years ago.
That's right. He actually died on the 12th of January 2016, the very day that Robert Giles was taking our manuscript for posting to the publisher, which was quite surreal.
How many murders was he actually charged with, and how many suspected murders was he not charged with but suspected of?
He was actually charged in total with four, and but within our book there are probably about 8 to 10 other cases that we feel strongly links Black to either an abduction and murder or a failed abduction.
Right, okay then, Chris. Now, if anyone out there has got some any information at all, because it's coming up towards the anniversary of Mary Boyle, if anybody's got any information out there, no matter how small, get in touch with Chris. How do they do that? Is that through the website?
Yes, it's www.armchairdetective.org.uk. And if anyone likes to look at the website, there is actually a radio interview with me, with Mary Boyle's mother, that they can listen to when we're actually linked up together in the local Donegal radio station.
Okay, well, that's very interesting at all. But once again, if anybody out there, if you've got any information, get in touch with Chris. And also, if anyone wants to purchase any of your books, Chris, how do people do that?
Well, the Face of Evil and the Yorkshire Ripper, The Secret Murders, are both on Amazon. But there is a link through the website that takes you there as well. And I'd just like to say that the proceeds from both the books and future ones go to our charity, which is Supporters of Stray and Abandoned Dogs at DNS Kennels in Durham, which Simon Donnelly is the chairman of, who I understand is coming on following this one.
Yes, Simon's coming on in just a few minutes at 10:30. Well, Chris, thanks very much for coming on this morning and discussing that with us. And you'll be back next week at the same time to talk about something else as well.
Yes, so it's another anniversary. It'll be the Claudia Lawrence from York that we talk then.
Yes, that's right. And she was never found, was she?
No, again, missing, definitely murdered, and no trace of her body. But so we'll talk further next week, because I'm mindful of the time you have left.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming on, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
At 10:31, we've got Simon Donnelly on the line. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Morning. Now, Simon, you're in Durham this morning, and you want to talk about a charity that you run from on behalf of the DNS Kennels in Durham?
That's right, yeah. It's not too far from the centre of Durham, the Rescue Centre, and it's based at Langley Moor, the DNS Kennels Rescue Centre. And the charity, Supporters of Straying Abandoned Dogs, So Sad for Short, is based at the Rescue Centre, and we were set up back in 2008 by a group of Animal Mad volunteers. And basically our aim, our mission, is to raise funds for the charity to pay the vet fees for some of the straying abandoned dogs that comes into the Rescue Centre, either through the Darlington Dog Warden or through people, perhaps the circumstances have changed and they no longer can have a dog, perhaps they're moving into sheltered accommodation. And some of the dogs that come in have quite complex medical needs, and what we do is we help pay for those vet fees that can total up to about £2,000 a month. So it's quite an important job the volunteers play.
And the kennels themselves, there's a non-destruction policy there as well.
Yeah, we're so proud we can support the non-destruction policy. Some of the dogs that come in that have quite complex medical needs, in some other rescue centres they may be considered to be put to sleep, but we're there to help support them. And however long it might take to find a forever home, we're there to support them with the funds that we can provide for all the different needs that they may have, whether it's special diets or particularly operations or dental treatments that need to happen. We're there to help that out.
And if anyone wants to help in any way whatsoever, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, there's various different ways. They can contact the Rescue Centre at Langley Moor directly on their Durham number, which is 0191 378 0439. They can also get in touch via our Facebook page, which is Supporters of Straying Abandoned Dogs, So Sad. And we also have a website, www.sosad.co.uk, and through that there's a link onto the Dogs Looking for Forever Homes, and also a contact section on there as well.
And if people want to come in and help, even if it's just in a small way, like doing a dog walk, how do they get in touch with you about that, or the kennels?
I mean, you can get in touch with the kennels on that number, that 0191 378 0439, or you can get in contact with me directly on my email address, which is simon017@btinternet.com. And I've been overwhelmed by people's support, donating to the charity. We've had Angela Marshall from Darlington Hospital, who's donated £90. She's from Newton Aycliffe. We have Mr. and Mrs. Stoddard, who donated £200. They were from Lanchester. And Roy Taylor, an amazing chap, his late wife was Angela Taylor, was instrumental in setting up So Sad initially. We have a bench down at the Rescue Centre in memory of Angela. And Roy's done a run, and believe it or not, he's raised £208. He's from Bishop Auckland. So I'm just overwhelmed by how generous people have been in supporting our small charity with a big heart. So big thank you to everybody.
And you're going to get some books sent up by Karen G, who owns Dodger Dog, who Karen often appears on this programme as well.
Yeah, we're so lucky. She's been so, Karen has been amazing. She says, you know, our aims are similar, that we're all there to support the dogs, and particularly some of the breeds that perhaps haven't been too popular due to the bad publicity they've received. But she's there educating the public and making sure dogs aren't euthanized, and we're in a similar position. So she's sending some books that we hope to use at our Wet Noses Day, either as raffle prizes or for awards for some of the categories, because we do have a category that is mainly staffies. So that'd be great for some of the books to be awarded to the winners of that. So big thank you to Karen as well. And a big thank you to you and Ian, because I think getting that information out there has led to a lot of these donations, because of, you know, spreading the word on Chat and Spin. So big thank you to you two as well.
Yes, well, no problem with that. Now, and also, Chris and Jean, they come in with dog food to the kennels.
Well, that's it. Chris and Jean Clark, I mean, have been absolutely amazing. I think some of the photographs we've taken when they've come into the kennels, you can hardly see them because of all the food and blankets and everything else in front of them. So a big thank you to them as well, and to businesses as well. We've got the King's Lodge Inn, part of the Inn Collection Group, who donated huge amounts of complete dog food and blankets and different things. So we've been overwhelmed with the support.
Okay then, well, Simon, thanks very much for coming on, and the very best of luck with the charity. So just give your contact details once again if people want to help in any way.
Yeah, the Rescue Centre can be contacted on the Durham number, which is 0191 378 0439. There's the Facebook page, Supports of Strained Abandoned Dogs, So Sad. And there's also the website, which is www.soulsad.co.uk.
Okay, thanks for coming on, Simon.
And thanks very much for the invitation.